Do you want to know what's annoying me this morning? Of course you do. Free Wi-Fi. Now, I should say that I'm as happy with actual, genuine free Wi-Fi as the next man. Well, actually that does depend who the next man is. The next man might have unlimited 4G on his phone and not need Wi-Fi at all, or maybe he might be one of those strange BT customers where they can tap into anyone else's Wi-Fi without asking, at least anyone else who's got a BT router. I think other companies do that as well now, but I suspect we're drifting from the point. I have Wi-Fi at home, and very useful it is too, so long as you don't spend any time at all wondering what the Fi in Wi-Fi stands for. Wireless networking, so the wireless is shortened to Y, and the networking is shortened to Fi. Fine, yeah, as in wireless is fine, probably. Let's not get too distracted with an utterly insane shortening of something new to make it sound like something old that young people probably haven't even heard of. Wireless gramophones, perhaps. And actually, the wireless was what my grandparents call what I call the radio, and other people now probably call Spotify or an app or DAB or something. I don't know. Fortunately, I don't have to stay in touch with the youth. Now, getting back to the point, if I may, before I was so rudely interrupted by myself. Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is useful and good, allowing you to stay constantly plugged into your cultural life support machine. It allows you to check the times of the trains or buses or even listen to your favourite nutter burbling on about what's annoying him this morning. But free Wi-Fi. Or to put it more clearly, free Wi-Fi. I definitely needed the air quotes around the free bit there. Because while technically it is free, it isn't really. It isn't like a pub where they say, oh yeah, there's a code and it's written above the bar. Which incidentally reminds me of a pub in Bristol called The Barge. It's on a boat on the river, and their Wi-Fi password was milkshake, which meant that it was the milkshake brought the Wi-Fi to the barge. And if you don't get why that amused me, you're probably fortunate. Free Wi-Fi. This isn't Wi-Fi with a code to make sure you've been in the building. No, this is Wi-Fi where you have to register. It says you're connected at first, giving you hope. But it doesn't work. Then you open a browser and it rudely redirects you to its own page and says, well, I'll give you free Wi-Fi, but only if you tell me all about your childhood. Or, you can have free Wi-Fi as long as I can have an email address, which you'll then have to close because I'll flood you with spam forevermore. Or, in fact worse than any of these, when free Wi-Fi, and I've seen this a lot in airports and on trains, actually means you can register and go through all the annoyance that you'd have had anyway, but now I'm only giving you 15 minutes or an hour or some amount of Wi-Fi for free, and then after that you have to pay. Now that's not even remotely free Wi-Fi. That's drug dealer first shot taster Wi-Fi. And that, were I in charge, would be how it would be renamed. Here, fancy a bit of Wi-Fi? First one free to give you a taste. Trains especially should have genuine free Wi-Fi, since then half the people on them wouldn't mind so much if they were a bit late. The only difference would be they'd be flicking through stalking ex-girlfriends on Facebook on the safety of the train rather than doing it at work. So, in summary, if you say free Wi-Fi, it should at worst have a code you have to enter. No registration, no redirecting pages, no time limits. Otherwise, it is not free, you're lying to me, and worse, you've annoyed me.